You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Remembering the Exodus. Devarim Chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are to pass over the Jordan this day, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, who you know, and of who you have heard say, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore this day that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you. So shall you drive them out, and make them to perish quickly, as the Lord has spoken unto you. Speak not in your heart after that the Lord your God has thrust them out from before you, saying, For my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. Whereas for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord does drive them out from before you. Not for the righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you, that he may establish the word which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Know therefore that it is not for your righteousness that the Lord your God gives you this good land to possess it, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, forget not, how you did make the Lord your God wroth in the wilderness, from the day that you did go forth out of the land of Egypt, until you came unto this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb you made the Lord wroth, and the Lord was angered with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me the 2 tablets of stone written with the finger of God. And on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant. And the Lord said unto me, Arise, get down quickly from here, for your people that you have brought forth out of Egypt have dealt corruptly. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore the Lord spoke unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and went down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made a molten calf, you had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And I took hold of the 2 tablets, and cast them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sin which you sinned, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him. For I was in dread of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me that time also. Moreover, the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire, and beat it in pieces, grinding it very small, until it was as fine as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibroth Hatta'avah, you made the Lord wroth. And when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before the Lord the 40 days and 40 nights that I fell down, because the Lord had said, He would destroy you. And I prayed unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, Destroy not your people and your inheritance, that you have redeemed through your greatness, that you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land whence you brought us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised unto them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, that you did bring out by your great power and by your outstretched arm. The 10 plagues. The Exodus began with the 10 plagues, which ultimately led the Pharaoh to release the Hebrews from their slavery. The plagues were blood, frogs, lice, swarm of wild beasts, epidemic, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn. The splitting of the sea. Upon releasing the Hebrews from slavery, Pharaoh changed his mind and chased the Hebrews to the edge of the Sea of Reeds. God commanded Moses to stretch his hand over the sea, and the waters parted. After the Hebrews successfully reached the other shore, God drove the water back and drowned the Egyptians. Revelation at Mount Sinai and the Tabernacle. The ultimate reason for the Exodus was the national revelation on Mount Sinai. God spoke to the entire nation of Hebrews as well as individually with Moses. Moses brought down the law and began teaching all the Hebrews the law of God. The tabernacle, the forerunner of the temple, was built, and the priesthood began with Aaron and his sons. The spies and wandering in the desert. Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to report back to the Hebrews what they saw. The spies reported back to the Hebrews stating that the people who inhabited the land could not be conquered. Joshua and Caleb were the only two spies who maintained that the Hebrews could conquer the land. And as a result of the sin of the spies, God commanded that the Hebrews would journey in the desert for 40 years until the sinful generation would pass away. The end of the journey. After the 40 years in the desert, being taught all the law as well as fighting battles against the enemies of God's people, the children of Israel arrived at the Jordan River. Moses gave final instructions and commands from God to the children of Israel. Moses conferred his leadership to Joshua, who led the children of Israel into the land of Israel. Thank you for listening to Remembering the Exodus. Shalom.